creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump says he was never a fan of the late Senator John McCain and, in his words, never will be. Speaking at the White House yesterday, the president defended his expression of his dislike of the Arizona Republican in a series of tweets over the weekend, saying he's still mad that McCain killed the repeal of Obamacare before he died. McCain gave the key vote against the so-called repeal and replace bill on the Senate floor. Trump called it disgraceful and says McCain supported repealing and replacing that health care law for years before he blocked it. President Trump says people are starving and dying in Venezuela. He was hosting Brazil's president at the White House yesterday when he said that it's sad and that tougher sanctions may be imposed on the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. He again criticized Maduro, calling him a puppet of Cuba. Trump says all options are still on the table, though he didn't discuss U.S. military action. And about 70% of fresh produce sold in the U.S. has pesticide residues, even after it's washed. The Environmental Working Group releasing its annual analysis of data from the Department of Agriculture claiming strawberries, spinach, and kale had the most pesticide residue. Over 92% of kale tested positive for two or more pesticides. Other foods on the group's Dirty Dozen list include grapes, cherries, apples, tomatoes, and potatoes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning, this is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterton Chamber Radio. Looks like it's mostly sunny today, high of 54, but then we're going to have cloudy and a chance of rain tonight, low of 34. Tomorrow looks like a rainy day, 90% chance of rain with a high of 49. Thursday night, rain likely again, low of 41. Chance of showers on Friday, 30%, high of 50 degrees. And then mostly cloudy Friday night, but the sun comes back out on Saturday, high of 44. And Sunday looks sunny with a high of 59.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterton Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today, so if you want to check us out, you can look up Happy to Help on Facebook or check it out with @HappyHunterton. Before we get started here, I just want to do a plug for the Women's Leadership Summit. It's our 10th annual. It's coming up on April 9th, which is a Tuesday, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're going to have it at the Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. It's a great day of networking and breakout workshops. We've got LinkedIn, social media and advertising, reputation management, public relations, and our keynote speaker is Megan Lamb of Cisco Systems. So go to the HuntertonChamber.org website and sign up. It's a great day, and again, it's our 10th annual. You meet a lot of great people, learn a lot, and very much worth your effort in making time to be there. So today, I'm very happy to welcome Bill Youngblood to the show. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning. Thank you, Nicole.
Well, we're going to talk today about your incredible organization called Welcome to Our Neighborhood, New Jersey.
Right.
And why don't we just start with you giving a little bit of background about how this came to be and your background in creating it.
Sure. So Welcome to Our Neighborhood. We're basically an organization. We're trying to help new homeowners after they've just moved in. So, you know, when somebody moves in from out of the area, where's a good place to go? What community organizations are out there? Where's town hall? I don't have the phone number for the rec department. So there's a lot of information that are questions that a new homeowner typically has after they move in. So what we try to do is just make sure we're providing new homeowners with as much of that data and information. And it's all, obviously you can find all of that online, but what we're trying to do is we actually hand deliver a folder of information to the new homeowner so that they have all of that right there. And it also allows us to make a personal connection with them at their front door and actually welcome them to the neighborhood. So how this really started, I've been involved with a lot of networking groups over the years. Nicole and I met in one of the networking groups up in Basking Ridge. And, that's really the desire of what most people are doing with networking is just, meeting, making connections, being able to help other business owners and other organizations. And so this was kind of just a continuation or an offshoot of that where, it's not just about business owners, but how can we connect those business owners and community organizations to those new homeowners?
Yeah, I think that's great. And I am one of the quotes that I've been saying in the new year here is philanthropy is the new community, because this show is mostly about nonprofits and bringing people together and connectivity. And I often talk about how a lot of people are falling away from going to church, so you don't have that community. And then I noticed when I moved to New Jersey that everybody was buttoned up. So people would drive their car home, just pull into the garage, and then shut the garage immediately, and it was just like a ghost town. So people are like, why are you leaving your garage open? I'm like, well, my kids are in and out. But I think a lot of people, they go to work, they come home, they're not going to church, so there's a lack of community and belonging. So I think what you're doing is incredible, because you're connecting people and businesses and homes, and I think it's a very valuable resource right now.
Sure. No, and, it's also about all the organizations and that are out there that you're promoting, on your show, whether that's a running club or, this organization that fundraises or the Girl Scouts. There's just, you don't have time to find out about all those. So any nonprofit and community organization that wants to be involved and included in our folders, we feel that's really very helpful. It takes a long time to find those, organizations within the community.
Right, especially when you're moving. And I know when I moved here from California, and I have kids, so that helped a little bit. But I always tell people the first year is a blur, because you're just figuring out where you are, where you're situated, where you're going to get your dry cleaning done, and different things. And even if you're moving locally, because I often laugh. So we were at the elementary school when I got here, and they had a special newcomers event for new families. And this one lady was freaking out about where she was going to get her hair cut and where she was going to find all her services. I'm like, oh, I moved from California, like other side of the country. And I said, oh, where'd you move from? She's like, oh, two towns over. I'm like, oh my gosh. But she was feeling the pain. Like, she wanted to establish her new niche in her new community. So, even if you're moving two stops on the train or cross country, it's a valuable service.
Exactly. And, every neighborhood is different. Every town is different. And it is, kids are at different ages, who you're meeting, activities you're involved in, maybe the church is changing. So, yeah, there's all those community pieces you want to find out about.
So was this something you just started on your own, or did you network with somebody that hit you with like a lightning bolt with the idea? What happened?
As I mentioned before, with my involvement in networking groups, I'm a realtor, and I've always kind of been the resource where somebody says, hey, can you recommend a good roofer? I need a painter. I need that. And I've always been able to refer those people because of my networking activities. And so this just kind of continued into, if I can help certain individuals, maybe we can help all the new homeowners. So it's kind of grown from there.
Right. So if I'm a business or a nonprofit, do I just contact you and say, here's my flyer, throw it in the folder? But you have a system, right?
Right. So yeah, the easiest way for somebody to find out about us is, you know, is really to go to the website. So if you go to welcometonewjerseynj.com, you know,
welcome to our neighborhood, NJ.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And so it, you know, explains who we are, where we're active now in the state of New Jersey, how someone can participate. If there are individuals that would like to do this in their town, we're always looking for community representatives to get involved and help us grow the business. We're actually just moving into Pennsylvania this month. So not only are we in New Jersey, but we'll also be in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, for business owners, any community groups, individuals that may want to participate, you know, the website's really the best place to get a good sense for, you know, who we are and what we do.
Right, and they're tagged on our Facebook page. You've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, and the website, again, is WTONNJ.com.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Bill Youngblood.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, we're back. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And today we're talking with Bill Youngblood, who is happy to help folks moving into a new community. He's got an organization called Welcome to Our Neighborhood, New Jersey, and now expanding into Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And so we are learning about what he does to help people feel welcome in their new community by using local, what do you call them, ambassadors? What are they called?
Right, community representatives.
Okay, and so they help pass out these folders. But first, we're going to just backtrack real quick and talk about our networking. We met at a networking group that I believe you started, right?
Yep, I was one of three people that put that together 13 years ago.
And it's called BANG.
BANG stands for the Bernards Area Networking Group. So yeah, catchy acronym there. Everybody can remember it. And, you know, we were just looking for... It's more about developing relationships, and you know they always say you know people do business with those they know, like, and trust. So BANG is a networking group. We meet every other week. We have about 75 members at this point, and it's you know, as you get to know someone, you're comfortable referring them. It's hard to get recommendations out there. Who can you trust? So it's been a great group. You know, we've done it for 13 years. It's actually now spawned four other similar type networking groups in New Jersey. There's one down in Hillsborough. They've a new one starting in Parsippany, and one now in Morris County. So, you know, other people have taken that model and kind of really run with it. We try to have a more relaxed atmosphere. Again, it's about developing the relationships, not, oh, you have to come and you have to bring a guest and you have to give leads. You know, we want people to get to know each other. I'm sure you've had similar experiences with the group.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I call it comedy hour, because it is comedy hour at 9 a.m, because we have a cast of characters. And I mean it in a good way, because it's almost like some of the guys want to outdo each other with their 30-second, you know, stand-up routine.
Right, right.
And it is so fun. I just can't stop laughing just thinking about it. And it's the nice thing about Bang, too, is that it's not – people know BNI and some of these other ones that are more formal with their fees and their referral tracking and things like that. And actually, we have a new networking group here at the 100 and Chamber that they're starting, which is great. But I think it's – I just love the casualness of Bang. Come in, grab some coffee and some fruit, and you pay your fee for breakfast, and you give up, stand up, give your spiel, and have and encourages people to sit one-on-one. And then also every meeting we have a more extensive presentation. Yeah, so that it's a lot of fun. So check out Bang, or check out one of the franchises, because it's definitely a lot of fun. So let's talk about the community representatives. And so how much time do they spend out in the community, and it's very flexible, sounds like.
Sure. No, it is flexible. It varies depending upon how large a community is and really how much time somebody wants to be involved and put in. But it typically takes someone in the 10 to 20 hours a week. They need to be out in the community. They need to go to the chamber. They need to get in networking groups and organizations in their town and in their community. You know, those are the business owners, again, that are trying to, meet other business owners and the homeowners. For our reps, it really kind of is a sales position. You have to be able to go out and meet businesses, talk to businesses, also reach out to all the community groups. We like to engage the mayor, churches, schools, libraries, those other organizations in town. So it's about meeting them, getting their materials. What we do is, we hand deliver a folder of information to the new homeowner. And so the business or community group can put in whatever materials they want. So it can be a flyer describing the services. It could be a postcard, trifolds, other materials. We're basically hand delivering their marketing materials directly to a new homeowner.
Right. And coupons probably too, right?
Sure.
20% off this or that, or
absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Anything that can, any call to action that is going to get a business more noticed than have somebody pick up the telephone or send them an email.
Right. And are people home when they go deliver these? Because I know everyone's out and about or working or whatever. So do they leave it on the doorstep if they're not home, or how does that work?
We really try to make a personal connection at the door. I mean, the folder, it's very pretty. It's colorful. Even if somebody just, picks it up, they know instantly what it is, and our logo is a pineapple. So, it stands out. The personal connection, I think, really takes it to the next level. Brief introduction. We're not there for, an hour at the door. A 2-3-5 minute conversation, explaining what's in the folder, welcoming them to town. If they have any questions, they, you can email one of the reps if they think of something after the fact. So, whatever materials the business owner, can provide us with, it just helps explain that, to the customer.
All right. So if you're a nonprofit, you'll just take those flyers and insert it into that community folder for free. Is that how that works?
Correct. Typically don't, we normally don't charge nonprofits. We're just trying to, get their information out there and share all their materials.
Right. And if you're a business owner, there might be some fee involved right?
So. Correct. So there is a fee for business owners to participate. There is a lot of time invested, by the reps getting the materials, putting the folders together, obviously making those deliveries at the door. And you mentioned before, are we leaving that folder? We try to go back a couple of times to see if every homeowner is a little different. Maybe it's a second home. You know, when are they moving in? Are they having work done? So we'll try to go back a couple of times. But we want to get that information to them in a timely fashion. You know, if it takes 5 or 6 weeks for us to make that connection to the door, they've started looking for those other, you know, organizations already. So we try to get
database that says, you know, this turned over, or they've got move-in dates. Is that publicly available for you to target those folks?
Right. It is all public information. We get that from, you know, a wide source of realtors throughout New Jersey that are providing that information. So, you know, once the home sells, you know, that's public information. You know, the county knows that, you know, a new homeowner has moved in.
Okay. And then what about if you – so you've got a business and you want to do a flyer, but I think you offer services if people don't really have the expertise, graphic artist expertise to create a flyer?
Sure. No, absolutely. At the end of the day, this is marketing. So the better the materials that – any organization is including in the folder, the better their results are going to be. So Veronica is our graphic designer. She's been with us for almost 2 years now. She does great work. So for, you know, a very nominal charge, we will design and custom create materials for someone if they don't have that already. And a lot of businesses already have, you know, printers and designers that they work with, and they already have those materials. But we will encourage someone to, you know, custom make something. You are speaking to a new homeowner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try to think about what that new homeowner is going to need within the first, you know, 6 months that they move in. And that's what you want to concentrate on. They may come back to you, you know, down the road for something else. But you want those marketing materials to really speak to the new homeowner.
And yeah. Well, and you have some testimonials on your website, but do you have any stories to share of people that came to you and said, hey, this, you know, I really loved meeting this painter, or I loved meeting the rep, or do you have any stories to share?
Sure. You know, it's always kind of fun to get emails back from new homeowners. I remember one of the first folders we delivered to was a couple that had moved in from Brazil. And so, you know, just, you know, a great, you know, email back thanking us. We don't, you know, imagine, like I said, you move two towns over. they had no idea. They weren't even sure where New Jersey was.
So, exactly.
You know, just, you know, it's nice to get that feedback. And all of the reps, you know, can tell, you know, stories about how many, you know, emails that they receive, people thanking them for that. It's, you know, it's very well received within the community.
Yeah. So how do you train these community reps, or do you have a little training session, or how do you find them?
Sure. No, the actual delivery itself is pretty simple. It's really just a matter of, you know, a brief explanation of who we are and what we do. Most people that are attracted to what we're doing and want to work with us already have that, you know, the sense of community already. That was one of our reps, you know, we brought on last year. You know, she was baking cookies and taking it to the new homeowners in the neighborhood. And, you know, when she found out about us, she's like, this is great. You know, it just allowed her expand what she was doing above and beyond just, you know, a personal introduction. So most of our reps, you know, have that passion already, or that desire mm-hmm. to work within their community. Often they're volunteering in other events. They're involved in, you know, the PTA or, you know, the school systems or something like that. So, you know, it's that type of individual that likes what we're doing and, you know, feels very comfortable, you know, meeting new homeowners and talking to the businesses.
Right. So they're just extending their skill set and putting it to work for in a perfect opportunity.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, do you have any other sources that aren't full-on reps or community people, but they feed you, like, oh, I heard about this new restaurant or that, or do you have people just combing the newspapers, or do you invite people to send you little tidbits about, oh, this is a great group, or this is a fun group, or this is a great resource?
Sure. No, we'll always take any suggestions. A lot of those, you know, do come from chambers and other networking groups, but people will say, oh, you know, this is my favorite restaurant in town. You know, please reach out to them. We'll get, you know, feedback on the website. Someone will say, hey, you know, I have a great little business that I think would be great to be included. So we get a lot of, I don't want to say leads, but a lot of information back from the website for, you know, for people making suggestions.
All right, and the website again is WTONNJ.com for Welcome to Our Neighborhood, New Jersey, and it's on the contact page that they mostly funnel that information in?
Correct. Okay. One of the, you know, the pages on the website is a lists, you know, our team leaders that are in, you know, each county.
Okay.
And so you mentioned training before. How does someone, you know, what do we do there? And we try to really set up, you know, groups within each county where, you know, the reps can get together. Typically we do it about twice a month.
Oh.
Just, you know, kind of share a little bit what's working. Hey, this is a new Facebook page, or I joined this great networking group, or, you know, this chamber, just to kind of share ideas, you know, collaborative. Everybody within the organization works remotely from home, so there's not a lot of, you know, they're independent, but yet everyone's basically doing the same thing. So we just find it's really helpful to get everybody together, talk through those, who has new ideas, share stories, you know, work through some of the training in that manner.
Yeah, I met with a guy earlier this week, and we were talking about how, you know, yes, social media is great, and you can reach a lot of people, and the different platforms allow you to disseminate information, and people can access information, but at the end of the day, the human interaction is what is key. And so I think it's great that you've got these meetings that they come together and share and connect humanly or organically.
Right, and it's, you know, not just on the rep side, but that's one of the things that the business owners really kind of appreciate. You know, obviously, you know, social media and everything, this is great, but what's missing is that personal interaction. And, you know, even as a community, like you said before, you know, everybody drove home from work, drove in, put the garage door down, and nobody talked to each other. So we're just, I think, as a world, getting away from, you know, that one-on-one conversation. So that's just something that, you know, businesses like, community groups like, you know, sharing and expressing, getting to know, you know, your neighbors, getting to know other members of the community. I think that's, you know, that's very helpful.
Yeah, and that's why I say philanthropy is the new community, because you've seen it at the corporate level with the corporate social responsibility and the governance and the social responsibility, sustainability, and all that. But I think it's starting to trickle down to the smaller businesses, because you want to be involved, whether you're supporting the baseball team or you're doing a 5K, or the smaller businesses, I'm encouraging them to partner with a nonprofit and really get engaged. And so however that match is made, whether it's through a neighbor that was going through something, or you something at school, or there's so many nonprofits out there, whether it's animals, whether it's people, whether it's disease, whether it's save the planet, anything. So I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for people to engage, and I think this is a key piece to connecting all those parts to building the community again.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we work very closely, you know, BW Nice, you know, they have chapters in most counties in the area and in Pennsylvania. So, you know, obviously a lot of our reps are members of those organizations. Cindy Sizemore, who's one of their ambassadors, has worked with us for quite a while. So, you know, those are just great organizations for us to be involved with. That are just, again, they're making those connections in the community.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this a little bit before, but it's important to be face-to-face and go to seminars and go to networking events. And so do you have any tips for people who are a little bit reluctant to network and they're not the extroverts that we are, but part of it, you just can't go and start handing out. I've been to those where they just hand out their business card. They walk by, here's my business card. Thank you. Call me. Thank you. You know, and they just, you know, that's not the object of networking.
Right. No, it's that will get you in the door at the meeting, but you have to connect with people. And yeah, for somebody who's, you know, nervous about networking, that's exactly why you have to, you know, to go and join. You know, we've had several people, you know, mention at Bang over the years how nervous they were when they first joined, but it's a very safe group. Everybody knows each other. It's a quick 30-second introduction. But for some people, that, you know, they're nervous doing that.
It's terrifying.
And, you know, then have one-on-ones. Sit down with other business owners. Get to know and meet them. Obviously, you know, getting up and doing a 10-minute presentation about your business. So, you know, if you're a little nervous, I would encourage you, you know, get into a networking group. You know, everybody's very friendly. They're all there for the same purpose. And it's just a great way to, you know, get over some of those fears that somebody might have.
Yeah, push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit, right? Absolutely. And even if somebody gotten up and read it off their phone or a card or whatever, your intro, I mean, that people understand. It's, well, they always say, Jerry Seinfeld has this line that people are afraid of public speaking. And so if you're invited to give a eulogy, you'd prefer to be the guy in the box because it's more terrifying than death, they say, public speaking is. So, I mean, but it is one of those things that you can learn and you can get better at. And public speaking and meeting one-on-one are also a little bit different. You can take baby steps by just making conversation with a stranger. So I think I was a waitress in college, and so I think that helped, walking up to a table and say, what do you want to drink? Was
fun. You couldn't hide in the kitchen. You had to talk to them.
Exactly. So it helped me out. But also, and I always love to plug Toastmasters because that helped me so much. And there's Toastmasters is all over the world, and that's another group that's so friendly, inviting, encouraging. And there's clubs in Hunterdon and everywhere at businesses and open. So there's ways to work around that. So any other tips on networking? Just walk up, shake hands.
Well, yeah, and you have to follow up. You know, the you're going to walk out of a networking group with you know, 6-8 business cards. If you don't do anything with them, okay, what was the purpose of going? So reach out to people, ask how you can help them, make sure, you know, you understand their business. You know, networking, we always say, if you give leads, you will get leads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody's there to help everybody else. And you need to understand somebody. You know, you have to sit down, have one-on-ones with other members of the organization. Find out who they are. You know, 30 mm-hmm. seconds is not enough to understand, you know, what somebody's business is really about. You need to take the time, go visit them, sit down, and develop those relationships.
Yeah, and I think that's why I call the show Happy to Help, because you got to be happy to help others, and it really is the secret to happiness is helping other human beings. It's in our DNA to help others, and it's all about having that attitude of gratitude, an attitude of giving. And if you're at a networking event and you're just passing out business cards and checking the box, then people are going to pick up on that because people aren't stupid. So if you go in with the attitude of, well, how can I help this person? How can I network this person? Like I said the other day, I sat down with this guy who had, you know, somebody introduced him to me and we had coffee, and then immediately I introduced him to somebody else and now they're having coffee today. So it's just a chain reaction if the intent is there, and you got to, people can pick up on it if you're a gimme kind of person or a giving kind of person.
Right. And I think it's all, you know, you may not really need the services of somebody else, but, you know, take the meeting with them. Sit down. You never know what common connections you might have. You may learn something. They may learn something. It may lead to, you know, future business down the road. So just be open. You know, get to know as many people as you can.
Yeah, they've got that saying, 6 degrees of separation, but I think in New Jersey it's more like 2. I mean, we're so densely populated, and you just ping pong off everybody. I was in I was in Mass this weekend, and there was a video, and they had some random people talking. I'm like, oh, I know that girl. it's just bizarre how, if you pay attention. I mean, that's the thing too. You got to pay attention. You got to look up from your phone. You got to get off social media and just see who you bump into in the grocery store or in the library or running your errands, and just look up.
You
right?
need to unplug a little bit.
Yeah, right? I know. I think that's a big problem. My daughter closed her Instagram account, I think it helped her a lot. So. Yeah. So what are some of the most exciting things in the folder? I mean, everybody needs painters and cleaning. And I know those are the immediate ones that you try and get in. But what about the I think I saw one for the mud. What's it called? Mud design?
Right, mud. It's a, Madison. It's a studio, Madison Mud. Melly has a studio there. I give her a plug. She just opened another studio up in Booton.
Yay.
But there's a business where she's trying to engage, you know, the members of the community. So, yeah, obviously, you know, we know the businesses that a new homeowner typically will do, you know, will need in the first 6 months that they moved in. And you mentioned some of those. You know, if you move from a 3-bedroom to a 5-bedroom house, you need 2 more rooms of furniture. You power wash the deck. You need a decorator, the painter, the handyman, landscaping. If you moved in from out of state, you know, hair salon, nail salon, you know, where's the good pizza? You just, you, like you said earlier on, you know nothing. And so it's just kind of starting over. So we do try to, you know, engage with the businesses that want to meet new homeowners. They under, you know, Starbucks is not going to advertise with us. They spend millions of dollars on advertising, but they're, you know, again, just a different type. So we try to really focus on local businesses, you know, that shop local feel. We work very closely with most chambers. You know, Chamber of Commerce has, you know, kind of the same, you know, objective, connecting the businesses together, improving the businesses that are in town. So often, you know, many of our reps are involved at some level with their local Chamber of Commerce. So it's, you know, it's the shop local and engaging those businesses to help them. And if we can get somebody in, you know, the local paint store before they go to Home Depot, you know, that's a great success for us.
Yeah, so you help people make a house a home, basically,
yes,
and buying them into the neighborhood. Yeah, and I think, yeah, the eating places are important and connecting. Well, I think handyman has got to be one of the big ones because
everybody has something, right?
I know, right? Well, and I always call it my bonus package. So when I married my husband, we were urban dwellers in the city in D.C. and San Francisco, New York. And then when we finally ended up buying a house, I didn't realize he knew how to do plumbing and electric and drywall and roofing. I was like, I called it my bonus package because I was like, I didn't know. We don't have to call people. We don't have to wait for repair people. But I know that is huge. And is there a handyman network? I know we have Angie's List and things like that, but is it better to dig down for like the real locals at the paint store, like you said, right?
Right. And we want to make sure, you know, we've got real quality businesses that we're, you know, promoting and supporting. So, you know, a local business like that is not really going to travel that far. So, you know, if somebody's not driving 50 miles to hang some curtains, you know, a larger business like an HVAC company, they may cover, you know, multiple counties within the state. But, you know, we try to make sure we have, you know, local people in town. Often they're volunteers and members, you know, live in that same community. So we try to promote those local businesses.
Yeah. And what was the impetus for expanding into Pennsylvania? Was it just time or are you connected with someone there?
A little of both. You know, we've been very fortunate. The business is growing. It's very well received. The business owners really like it. You know, most of our reps just, you know, really have a passion, as I mentioned before, for what they're doing. So we're just trying to expand and get into as many communities as we can. So, you know, I think just heading into Pennsylvania is kind of a logical progression geographically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've met some great people out there and are just, you know, excited to kind of bring what we're doing here in New Jersey into Pennsylvania.
Great. And we talked about the painters and the necessary move-in people that you need to meet and your cookie person. So what? And then Madison Mudd. But what are some of the other more eccentric or fun things that you've included in your folders?
You know, it's always interesting. There's a great taxi service in Chatham.
Like Uber? No.
not Uber. a gentleman just, my lemma, he just runs his own business and is very local in town. So, you know, restaurants, obviously, you're all, you know, and it's often they may not want to reach the homeowners or the community the restaurant is in. They may want to reach out and reach, you know, other homeowners. So, you know, a business that may be in Bernardsville, so, you know, everybody drives by, they know the restaurant, but I'd like to get somebody from Chatham, you know, to come over and try that. So a business, you know, can kind of decide where they want to target new homeowners. But it runs the whole gamut. We have summer camps, we have landscapers, banks, you know, larger businesses, some of your financial planning and insurance companies. It, you know, really just a wide mix.
Right, because the tax laws are different here, and you need someone that understands different, you know, right? There's unique. New Jersey is pretty unique in a lot of ways, I think.
We'll leave it at unique.
Yeah. Well, and it's also the Garden State, so maybe farmers markets, those are the best finds, right, as things go on?
Absolutely. We have Ort Farms up in Chester and Thune Farms that's out in Phillipsburg area. So, you know, again, it's those community, you know, organizations. They're in town. It's a business. Some of them have been there for 100 years. So we really just like to, you know, promote those organizations.
Right. Also for expansion, because we've got all the buzz in our town is there's a new little pizza stand opening up, and they've got one in Gladstone and one out in near Morristown, and now they're plunking one right in the middle. And so there's all this buzz about that people say it's so good, and now we you know, they're expanding into our community. So
sure.
It's a good expansion opportunity for people too, to test out a new market, to drive people, right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of our businesses will, you know, move into a second location. And we're a very quick way to, you know, to spread the word out there to the new homeowners.
Great. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Bill.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back with Bill Youngblood of Welcome to Our Neighborhood, New Jersey. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help, and you can watch us on Facebook Live at Happy Hunterdon or look up Happy to Help. And Welcome to Our Neighborhood also is on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to go to their website, WTONNJ.com. And we had some question callers over the break asking about what we could to talk more about these magic folders. So can you tell us more about the nonprofits that you feature in your folders?
Sure. So, you know, in every community, obviously there's a, you know, a large group of nonprofits that are and we try to promote any nonprofit, you know, as much as we can. So whether that's the libraries, the schools, maybe there's a fundraising that you know, Project Graduation is doing, or, you know, even something like, you know, baseball registration and signups, or the Girl Scouts. So, you know, we really want to partner with any, you know, nonprofit organization that's there. Just reach out to us. We're happy to put your materials in the folders and get them in the hands of the new homeowners. So, could be United Way is doing a run up in, say, Warren County. We can promote that. Or if there's a fundraising activity that the chamber is doing in town. So, you know, really can be, you know, any nonprofit group.
Yeah, and I think I saw Boys and Girls Club was mentioned quite a bit on when I was looking around the website, right? Do you have a – they're one of the ones that reached out to you to get some promotion?
Sure. And you know, typically, you know, our local rep has a an involvement with that organization already. So, you know, they know each other. Maybe they're in the same networking group or know each other from town, and they'll reach out to us. You know, something like, you know, Mars County Habitat for Humanity. We promote the resale stores and things like that. So, you know, most of the reps will meet the community groups, you know, organizations in their towns. But, you know, we're happy to really help and promote anybody.
And you mentioned that you have these meetings with the community reps. And has there been any aha moments or ideas where one or two of them threw out an idea that was adopted across all counties?
Yeah, no, that's a lot where, you know, of our ideas come from, you know, whether that's a new Instagram account or we're working with and sponsoring a soccer team now down in Monmouth County. So that's something different. Just, you know, a lot of those ideas, you know, somebody will say, hey, we were talking about this in my networking group or my neighbor mentioned something. And if it works and we can promote that, and then we try to just share that with, you know, everybody else in the state. So, you know, if one person has an idea, everybody else can kind of, you know, jump on board and learn from that.
And you're in every county, right?
Not every county. Okay. Right now, really, it's Essex, Union, Morris, Somerset, Hunterdon, Warren, just a little bit in Middlesex, and then very active in Monmouth and hopefully Ocean County. So let's say, you know, the central part of New Jersey, and as you mentioned, you know, getting into Northampton and Bucks counties in Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's good. Well, I just think that the synergy and the sharing of ideas is so important. I usually at some point in the show I bring up Room to Read, which is why I joined Bang.
Why don't you tell us about Room to Read? What is that?
Well, I joined Room to Read. I mean, I joined Bang because of Room to Read, because I was trying to tell more people about Room to Read. And if you've listened to the show, you know Room to Read is a global organization focused on literacy and gender equality in 16 countries, helped 16 million children learn how to read and gain access to education. But so we've got 40 chapters all over the world, and we come together every couple years in San Francisco to have a powwow and learn everything that Room to Read is doing, and also learn from each other. What's the Australia chapter doing? What's the Singapore chapter doing? What's the Paris chapter doing? And we also have a very active Facebook group within the Room to Read chapter organization, where if anything's posted or new or different ideas come, they're doing a show of Girl Rising in Canada, a screening. And I find that so valuable in helping me stay focused. Well, it doesn't take much to keep me focused on that. It's my obsession. But it's just very helpful, again, to connect with human beings. And the nice thing is we're all over the world, but the great thing is we come together every 2 years from all over the world. So I know their face, and I know who they are, and I know a little bit about their background. And so then it makes me more comfortable reaching out to them, and I know kind of where they're coming from, and we help each other a lot that way.
Right. So, you know, perfect example of an organization. You know, we have your flyers and material in all of our folders, so, and we've been doing that for many years. And one thing I can mention, you know, while our business is really about making that personal connection at the door, you know, we do promote all of our businesses and organizations on our Facebook page, on our Instagram. We have a separate Instagram account set up for each county.
Oh, okay.
Facebook is kind of all over the place. Right. And in terms of its size, you know, geographically it covers a lot more areas. So we've broken the Instagram down to be a little more county oriented. But, you know, so we will, you know, obviously everybody, please, you know, tag us, like us at Welcome to Our Neighborhood New Jersey is our Facebook page. But all of our businesses, all of their activities, anything that the town is doing, you know, we follow every event. You know, let's say just use Flemington. So if it's a fair or if it's a festival or parade or something that the community is doing, we will repost all of those activities on our Facebook page. You know, maybe somebody in Hillsborough will come over to Flemington. So we really just try to expand and promote all of those businesses and community activities on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, so we've got the good, the best utilization of both the online platform and the personal platform. Because I think you said on each rep, I know the flyer you gave me, it's got the local rep and their phone number, and you know, so you have an instant local personal connection that you can reach out to.
Right. There's somebody in town that you're working with, but yet you're part of a statewide organization that's doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's great. And do you have any other specific stories about just, again, like fun flyers or somebody came to you and I run the local kitten club in town or, whatever, puppies for a purpose or like. Anyhow, well, no, I love to hear like the anomalies or the little fun things. Any other fun things from?
Right, no, everybody, a lot of very creative people out there. So we have an orthodontist and they give us a bag clip, used for potato chips, and the clip is in the shape of teeth. So, what perfect, a marketing piece for them. And, so we just clip it on the top of the folder.
Oh, that's cute.
Because we deliver a folder, it's hard. We don't do a lot with the novelty things.
Right.
But, we have one person who said, okay, I want to give out coffee mugs. And I'm thinking, it doesn't fit so well in the folder. But, we can do that. Sometimes we'll put the folder in a bag. And so we can include some of those, pens or, magnets and things of, some leave behind novelties. But no, I'm always amazed at how creative people are, what their flyers look like, the shape that they're in. It's just, it's marketing. The more creative you are, the more people are going to notice it and stand out.
Yeah, that's fun. I remember when I was graduating from business school and there was the story that the one guy mailed a shoe to the prospective employer. I'm just trying to get my foot in the door.
Got to think outside the box.
Exactly. So no, I think that's very fun. So tell us again how the best way people can get, whether they give you information on your contact page, on your website, or is there a list of community reps on the site? I don't know.
Sure. So on our website, the second page is called a community directory, and it will list every town where we are currently making deliveries, and it lists the specific rep for each one of those towns. And then we have a page, Contact Us, and it will list the team leaders really for each county.
Okay.
But if anybody has any questions, obviously, go to the website, take a look at that. You can, email us. We'll get back to you with questions. We'll put you in the right in touch with the right person. But the website's really the best place to find out about who we are and what we're doing and reach out to us.
Right. So it's so easy if you've got a nonprofit and you want donors, you want volunteers, you want help, you want to spread the word. There, it looks like you've got coverage everywhere. So you can just find the right person to get a hold of, and then you can insert your flyer into the folder.
Sure. Not everywhere, but we're working on that.
Close enough. Well, and again, even if you're not in that section directly, it doesn't hurt to get some PR because you don't know where people are connected.
Right.
So just even one connection could lead who knows where. So,
sure.
So
absolutely. And, same thing, Facebook, we're, our followers are, all over the, tri-state area.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about networking tips. So are you in a bunch of different groups or several groups, did you say?
I'm in a couple different groups, one in Morristown, one in Basking Ridge, and two in Basking Ridge. So I really enjoy networking. I think it's a great way to, expand your business, get out there and meet people. And a lot of it is not just your business, but it's how can other people help you? And how can you really make those connections? A lot of times I'll, connect two individuals together, nothing to do with my business, but, I've benefited both of them. So I just really enjoy networking. I think it's a great, use of time for anybody who has a business or, like I said, nonprofits. Get out there and make those connections.
Yeah, and I love networking too, and I'm a member of the Hunterdon Chamber and the Princeton Chamber, and I go to Bang, and I go to, part of it is I always tell people too, you got to get off the couch, people. You got to get out, find something that you care about, whether it's just going to a meeting or going to an event or going with your friend to an event, and then also finding a nonprofit that speaks to you or a population that you want to help. And it just enriches your whole life in terms of helping others and connecting with others and working together for the common good. So I'm so excited that we got to talk more about how you're helping connect community.
Right. Thank you. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, we've got just a couple more minutes. Let's see. I'll just do well, how about a quick
– Is there another question from the audience?
Yes. I've got a quick question. So what do you think makes the most effective 30-second commercial? Because you've got to have that down if you're talking about your business, and it doesn't have to be a comedy act like our Bang people, but what do you think makes a good 30 seconds? Give us your 30-second commercial for Welcome to New Jersey.
All right. So our 30-second, so I always, you know, I obviously will hold up a folder so people can see what we're doing. But my 30-second is that, you know, welcome to our neighborhood. We connect local businesses in the community with two new homeowners within the first 2 to 3 weeks that they move into the community. And we do that by personally delivering the folder to make sure we, you know, connect and meet with the new homeowners. So to your 30-second tip, it's very important you introduce your name and your business both at the beginning of the 30-second and at the end, and just, you know, give somebody a little, you know, who you are and why you're doing this. You're never going to explain your business in 30 seconds, but just a little tease so that somebody's going to say, tell me a little bit more. I want to find out, you know, who you are and what you do, a catchy name. Often it's a slogan. You know, everybody tries to kind of have that tagline. And we can run through all the ones that, you know, you've heard before. But, you know, you want somebody to come back up to you and say, tell me more about your business. And then you schedule the one-on-one, sit down with somebody. But, yeah, it's just don't be afraid to do it. I think the important thing is to get out there, have the conversation, you know, get to an event and get out there.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Bill Youngblood, with Welcome to Our Neighborhood, New Jersey. Thanks.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Customs and Border Protection's officials in Texas are starting to release migrant families at the southern border as detention centers are filling up. Some of the families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are being given notices to appear in court, others being released on their own recognizance. The CBP says more families have been picked up along the Rio Grande Valley than any other stretch of the border with Mexico in the past few months. The British Prime Minister is now asking the EU to delay Britain's departure from the trading bloc until the end of June.
As Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Theresa May speaking there before Parliament today. The UK currently on track to leave the EU on March 29th, but Parliament's twice rejected May's withdrawal agreement. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Flood warning is still in effect in 14 states as flooding is expected to continue over the next several days. Much of Nebraska and Iowa under declared states of emergency. The Vice President Mike Pence promising they'll try to expedite aid to those states. And they're going to need that aid, according to Wendy King.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says it started in her state with the highest amount of rain and snowfall in 124 years.
People in Hanford have lost two-thirds of their town to floodwaters.
Reporter Madonna Kilpatrick-Killian in Fremont, Nebraska says farming will be affected.
This will disrupt livestock chains. This will disrupt grain. This will disrupt corn.
In fact, the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimates farm and ranch losses could reach $1 billion.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $555 million. Unless you take the cash payout, that would win you $335 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Black smoke is pouring over parts of Houston. For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
Another state joins a controversial compact that could change how American presidents are elected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Colorado's Democratic governor signing a controversial bill to give the state's 9 electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections. Governor Jared